Well, one wonders if someone has hacked the fashion industry. Have you seen Nordstrom's dirty jeans? How about Reebok's pre-sweaty t-shirt? Maybe it's a joke, but they sold out. Veronique Hyland is the fashion editor for New York Magazine's The Cut. Veronique, start with the PRPS Barracuda straight leg jeans with fake mud that won't wash out that sell for $425.
I know. I mean, it seems kind of absurd, but you have to think about, you know, people pay for jeans that are ripped and t-shirts that are intentionally threadbare. So that's just sort of the ne plus ultra of this overall trend.
But people who actually do work are, you know, having a field day with this. Mike Rowe, who's the former host of TV's Dirty Jobs, he posted on Facebook, they're a costume for wealthy people who see work as ironic, not iconic. They're saying things like, my husband has jeans like this he's been wasting on car repair.
Yeah.
This is not going over well with those people who think they're either being mocked or somebody's getting away with looking like they really do hard work when they don't.
Right. You see fashion kind of making these often, at best, politically incorrect, at worst, offensive missteps all the time. You know, think of John Galliano's collection for Dior that was called the Homeless Collection, where he had models wrapped in newspaper. Fashion oftentimes will draw from sort of the lowliest segments of society and try to elevate them, and that can be really problematic.
Yeah, because some people reduce to rip off. Ripped off.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you've got Reebok, which has come out with their own sweat-stained T-shirts, also for
$450. Well, I think that was a parody of the jeans, not meant to be like a serious product.
Right. Yeah, they call this the authentic sweatshirt created by company employees, putting in the hard work for you and giving you a pre-sweated tee for that post-workout look and smell.
Yeah, and when I first saw it and I wasn't sure if it was real or not, it didn't seem like so far-fetched to me that there would be a pre-sweated shirt, because that is kind of the point that we're at. But this is not new. Every time there's a new Yeezy collection, people always say that it looks like, you know, Walking Dead chic.
Well, that, of course, is Kanye West that you're referring to.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, did not go to last night's extraordinary Met Gala. Otherwise,
no.
We might have seen some of these things there.
Yeah.
But just, was there one outfit that you saw that wasn't the sort of gorgeous classic with the long trains, but something that maybe is a part of this fashion that you're talking about?
The designer Rei Kawakubo is the subject of the exhibition at the Costume Institute. And I think that the two people who did it best were Rihanna. Everyone was talking about what she wore, this unbelievable creation of the flowers. And Caroline Kennedy, the former ambassador to Japan, also wore a Comme des Garçons look. And I thought the two of them did it really well. You know, it was a challenging theme. And I think the people who tried to sort of approximate what Rei Kawakubo does had a much more difficult time.
Don't try. If you can't compete, don't try.
Yeah.
Veronique Hyland, the fashion editor for New York Magazine's The Cut, thank you.
Thank you.